Jewish community in Canada. Here is a small introduction to Wurzel.
Okay guys, before we start with the Ken Stone, I need everyone, I know you're fasting, but I need everyone to raise their hand and make sure everyone here, the United States Consulate, the people representing the terrorists of Israel on the other side, they all hear us. So please raise your hand and repeat after me.
He is also a long-time supporter of the Palestinian resistance and served on an international central committee of the Global March to Jerusalem. In April of this year, he visited Syria as part of the second international tour of peace. His booklet, Defiant Syria, is now in print and will be launched in Toronto on Thursday, July 14th at 7 p.m. at Bay St. Moon. You can also purchase the e-booklet online on all of the major online booksellers such as Amazon, Apple, Kobo, as of tomorrow morning, July 3rd. Now I'd like to call them up upon the stage.
Mubarak, and greetings from the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War. Recently, I and independent Jewish voices were the subject of an attack by B'nai B'rith. B'nai B'rith tried to make me feel ashamed as a Jew for speaking several times at this wonderful annual event of Al-Quds Day, which is celebrated on the third Saturday of Ramadan all over the world in solidarity with the Palestinian resistance against Israel's brutal colonial project. B'nai B'rith complains that the Al-Quds Day demonstration is unpopular. It's not representative. Well, I remember 2 years ago in 2014 when Israel was conducting one of its normal attacks on the defenseless people of Gaza. There were 25,000 people here in the Al-Quds Day demonstration. 25,000 people who support the Palestinian cause. And I say to B'nai B'rith that 25,000 people shows that the Palestinian cause is more popular and more representative of the Canadian people than the State of Israel and Zionism. Today I am not speaking on behalf of Independent Jewish Voices. That organization will craft its own response to the six crude and vicious propaganda attacks launched against it in the media by B'nai B'rith. Today I am speaking on my own behalf. I would like B'nai B'rith to know that I am not ashamed as a Jew to be here. Yes. On the contrary, I am honored to have been invited again for the fourth time to speak at the Al-Quds rally. And I am delighted that the march is being videotaped so the entire world can see it, and that I can make a personal response to B'nai B'rith. And this is what I have to say, brothers and sisters. I am proud of my Jewish heritage. Yes. My Jewish heritage informs me to oppose the racist practices of the Israeli government against the indigenous people of Palestine. My Jewish heritage informs me to oppose the Israeli government's oppression of the human and national rights of the Palestinian people. My Jewish heritage yearns that Jews, Muslims, and Christians can live together in peace in Palestine as they did for hundreds of years before the ugly advent of the Zionist movement, and as they will again brothers and sisters, in the near future, in a Palestinian state covering all of historic Palestine. Because inevitably, brothers and sisters, Palestine will be free from the river to the sea.
Palestine will be free
from the river to the sea.
Palestine will be free
from the river to the sea.
Palestine will be free
from the river to the sea.
Thank you, brothers and sisters. I'll tell you what I am ashamed of. As a Canadian Jew, I am ashamed of B'nai B'rith. I am ashamed of that organization that formed its Anti-Defamation League as a means of combating anti-Semitism in Canada many years ago. And years ago, in my parents' day, there was a lot of systemic anti-Semitism in this country. When my parents arrived from Russia and Poland, there were government jobs that they could not get. There were social clubs that would not accept them. There were whole neighborhoods where they were not allowed to buy a house. And there were beaches and resorts where they were not welcome. The Canadian government of the time, the Liberal Party government of Mackenzie King, refused to accept Jewish refugees fleeing from the Nazi Holocaust. In my parents' time, Jews in Canada, even if they were from European countries like Russia and Poland, were not regarded as white. They were not regarded as full citizens of Canada. So, one can argue there was a need for an organization like B'nai B'rith to combat manifestations of official racism against Jews in Canada at that time. However, with the establishment of the State of Israel, largely due to the dirty deeds of Lester B. Pearson, who became another Liberal Party Prime Minister, and his monstrous partition plan for Palestine in 1947, Jews in Canada suddenly became white. The restrictions on home ownership were lifted, club membership, access to Canadian society, even to the highest levels of government, were open to Canadian Jews. There is no official anti-Semitism against Jews in Canada today, though there are still a number of anti-Semitic hate crimes that take place across the country every year. And this is quite different situation than for the Arabs, the Muslims, the blacks, and the native people in Canada who every day face racism and racial profiling. And B'nai B'rith has nothing to say about that. So why did this change take place for Canadian Jews? It took place because the ruling class in Canada, which is embedded in the U.S. imperial system up to its armpits, supports the State of Israel as a watchdog over the empire's claims to Mideast oil. The USA needs Israel to be its main military base in the Middle East and doesn't give a damn about the national or human rights of the Palestinians, the Syrians, the Lebanese, or any of the countries that Israel attacks constantly, year after year. Therefore, the Zionist movement in Canada, which includes B'nai B'rith, serves a useful foreign policy function for the Canadian government in defending the State of Israel. And as a consequence, all doors were open to Zionist Jews in Canadian society. So I am indeed ashamed, but I'm ashamed of B'nai B'rith, which was set up to fight racism against Jews in Canada and today unconditionally supports every racist incident, every racist practice, every manifestation of apartheid against Palestinians in the State of Israel. And it gets worse. Anybody in Canada who dares to speak out against the criminal activities of the Israeli government is immediately denounced by B'nai B'rith as an anti-Semite. Students who fight at the universities for BDS, boycott, divestment, and sanctions, and for Palestinian human rights, they are condemned by B'nai B'rith as anti-Semites. Even Jewish students who participate in the BDS fight are condemned as anti-Semites by B'nai B'rith. But The Israeli government is afraid of BDS because boycott, divestment, and sanctions was a powerful tool to bring down the apartheid regime in South Africa 25 years ago. And they fear the same tactics will bring down their racist apartheid system in Tel Aviv. B'nai B'rith has also attacked independent Jewish voices. Independent Jewish voices launched a campaign recently to take away the tax, the charitable status of the Jewish National Fund in Canada. The Jewish National Fund raises money in Canada to ethnically cleanse the Palestinians in Palestine. They use the money to, quote, Judaize East Jerusalem by demolishing Palestinians' houses and throwing them out of their houses and putting Jewish settlers in there. They use the money to build parks, reforestation projects to hide their crimes of demolishing Palestinian villages. Parks like Canada Park, shamefully. And in the Canada, people who donate to the Jewish National Fund, they actually get a tax-free deduction on their income tax, which means that we all are subsidizing the Jewish National Fund. And now that the Green Party, to its credit, has announced this summer that it will debate a resolution at its convention to end the charitable status of the Jewish National Fund. Yes. Now that the Green Party has decided to debate that resolution, the B'nai B'rith has attacked them too. Finally, I am ashamed of the state of Israel. This colonial regime claims to be a Jewish state and to speak for Jewish people everywhere, while it commits war crimes and crimes against humanity virtually every day in Palestine and the neighboring countries such as Syria and Lebanon. It is the major cause of anti-Semitism in the world because it gives it, the Jewish state, gives Jews a bad name all over the world. People who don't understand the difference between the religion of Judaism and the colonial project known as Zionism are misled into hating Jews instead of justifiably venting their anger at the US-backed state of Israel. So let me make it clear, to criticize the state of Israel and to support the right of the Palestinians is not anti-Semitic. It is the right thing to do. Nonetheless, Justin Trudeau's Liberal government in Ottawa several months ago supported a Conservative Party resolution to condemn BDS, which resolution unfortunately passed in Parliament. And now, Ontario Liberal Premier Kathleen Wynne has just announced she will introduce a new bill in the legislature up the street this fall to criminalize, to condemn BDS and its supporters in Ontario. These resolutions are based on the slander that people like you and me are motivated to criticize the state of Israel by anti-Semitism. That's a falsehood, that's not true. But you can bet your bottom dollar that B'nai B'rith and the Zionist movement in Canada will applaud Premier Wynne every inch of the way. And at the same time, these Zionist hypocrites have never a word of criticism for another US-backed regime, and that's the one created by a coup in Ukraine 2 years ago. 2 years ago, a coup took place, and for the first time since World War II, anywhere in the world, outright Nazis came to power in the cabinet. I use the word purposely because the fascist parties who are in part of the Ukrainian junta are the same parties that were allied with Hitler during the Second World War and helped to exterminate the families of innocent Jews, men, women, and children in Ukraine during the Second World War. I say shame on B'nai B'rith, the Zionist movement, and the Canadian government that cozies up to that Ukrainian fascist government. Shame on them. In conclusion, I hope you will productively use the few months left before the legislature resumes sitting in the fall up the street. Please lobby your member of the provincial parliament not to support Kathleen Wynne's resolution to condemn and possibly criminalize BDS in Ontario. I would like you to raise this important matter to your with your family members, inside your place of worship, and to your trade union brothers and sisters. Write about it to local newspapers, post about it on Facebook, tweet about it on Twitter. If there are demonstrations at Queen's Park, please come out and support them. We need Canadians to understand that the major instigator of anti-Semitism in the world is the State of Israel. Not the activists who criticize these crimes and who instead demand justice and peace for the Palestinians. Thank you.